Mem Dalam, and I'll have it down halfway down the page. And the more brought two braises, whether you're allowed to use a person as a mechitza on Shabbos or not. Reb Nachman said before that you could, and the Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked Rava, there's a braise which says Nofel Dovten Lo Yamid Bo Adam Behema Or Kalim Lo Yiskav Es Hamita. And Rava said back, I have a different braise which says, Oysa Adam Es Chaver Dovten Lo Yiskav Es Hamita. So Kashan Hadari, so that's we're holding that line. Kashan Hadari. Mar says, look, Kasha. So Mar right now is assuming that the machlokas over here is an issue of making a mechitza a roy on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Horribly as a horabonin. Ditnan pekaka chaloin. Putting into the window the like shutter, which the board of wood which goes in to close the window. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bisman Shekosher Vitolui Pukiginboy Mimlav Ain Pukiginboy. If it's very obvious that belongs on the window, how is that? It's not set off to the side of the board. The board is attached to the window, it's kosher, and it's hanging in the air, it's not even on the ground. So it's very obvious to every person that this board is here just to close off the window. You can be poking, you can put it into the window, and vimlav ain't poking in boy, because it looks like you're making a mechitza from this new piece of wood in people's minds on Shabbos. That's not a problem, which means that right now the Mor is assuming. In this attempt to give the answer to the steer between the two braises, they're arguing whether you can make a mechitza roy. So the difference isn't a person versus an inanimate object. The point is there an issur of making a mechitza roy or not? Where it says, no, that's not good. Itmar, although we said in regard to this machloikas, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yechon and the Klamodim Shein Oysen Oyla Roy B'Tchila B'Yamtiv Vein Terech Lomer B'Shabbos. The issue isn't making that everybody would agree to make a actual oil a Roy on Yamtiv, even Yamtiv, but even Kalbachar B'Shabbos is a problem. The issue over here is being Moisef. You can't be moisev on an oil aroy, even on Yom Tov, and obviously on Shabbos. They hold you're allowed to extend an oil aroy which exists, even on Shabbos, and obviously on Yom Tov you're allowed to extend it. So you have this chaloin, which you are you're filling in as part of the rest of it's all part of a larger wall. So that's called being moisif on an oil. It's not called making a new oil. But back to our situation over here, we're discussing making a new wall. So are you allowed to, in a case, are you allowed to use a person for that or not? So we still haven't answered that theorem.
What does kosher and tolloi have to do with
Moses? Kosher and tolloi makes it an indicator that it's not something new. This is part of the, it's part of the window. It's made to go in out of the window. So it's not called you're making a new mechitza. I would extend the following thought. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold when you shut your front door, you're adding on to an oil, and when you open the front door, you're taking away from an oil. because it's made open and closed. And that's obvious. So kosher b'toli gives it the equivalent of being an attached door. That's not a problem. Now, there is a problem here in the Gemara. There is a problem here in the Gemara that this is discussing things on the side, and the Gemara used the lashon of oil, which is usually means a canopy on top. So Tosafot over here brings from Rashi in Masechta Shabbos that Rashi says this chalon over here is referring to a skylight, but not. And there's a difference between even Rabbi Eliezer agrees. That there's no problem of doing anything to on a mechitza on from the side. The problem is the flow of our Gemara. Our Gemara is clearly discussing a mechitza issue, not an oil issue. So Rashi is saying that there's no problem with making a machitz at all. Our Gemara clearly is seeing that there is. So if you look at the Tosis, Bekacha Chalon, if you look at the first wide line of the Tosis, and when you're the Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam says the Yisoid, which is how we paskin in Halacha. To be netzad shayach asiyas oil v'hechash amachitza mo'elis l'hatir choshav asiyas oil. You're right. He has gemaras which indicate just putting a machitza in is not a problem. The difference is a machitza which creates a halachic difference is equivalent to making an oil aroy, and a machitza which doesn't do anything is not a problem. So we here adding on a mechitza and thereby making the sukkah kosher. So you added a wall to the sukkah. Now that you're taking the sukkah from being pasul to being kosher. That's the same equipment in halacha as making an oil. But just the regular, just putting a mechitza in. So one of the questions which comes up, you're allowed to make allowed to put in a mechitza. You can't daven in a shul without a mechitza. So is that called a mechitza materis when you put a mechitza into the shul? Is that called a mechitza materis? Or because the Ramah talks about a case where there's an issue of having the person has to say for Torah or has swarm in a room and he puts a mechitza in to allow tashmish, it's called a mechitza materis and it's osur. You couldn't do that. You couldn't put a mechitza across the room to allow them to have relations. So is this called a mechitza materis? So the ma'aseh of p'sak, most people say, well, it's not called a mechitza materis because it's not an isser that, you know, there's a halacha in basic knesset. This is how you have to make it. If you don't do that, it's not an isser in, or the other way of saying it, I mean, right now if there's no women there, when you put it in, so you haven't made anything. Later on, when somebody comes, that's when something is generated, but then already it's in place.
Well, women are there already.
Don't ask
that happens, right? Like Shomrei. The youth minion.
Right.
Yeah, people get there, things are assembled, and you get a pizza.
So you have to say there's other heter that there's another. So that's how Tosis answered the different Gemaras. So our Gemara is talking about a chitza materis, trying to be machshir the sukkah, so that's equivalent of making an oil. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says that machloik is nothing to do with other. It's that everybody agrees in a case where it's going to be poil heter, so it's also to do it. So even the Chomer agreed to that. So we haven't explained these two braises. Elokasha Hakirimeir Hakiribihuda. The issue here, putting an Adam there, really is a Machlokes Rameir and Yehuda. The Tanya Asa Lebehema Defin Lesukkah. You take an animal and you make it one of the walls of the Sukkah. Rameir Pes Rameir holds the Sukkah as possible. An animal is not a valid Mechitza for a Sukkah. That's nothing to do with Shabbos Yom. Hilchus Kashas of a Sukkah. Yehuda's Machshir, he holds it to valid Sukkah. That's kosher. Okay, so Rameir the Kapostel Hoss, and Rameir will hold that by the Sukkah it's Postel. Amaloy Mechitza, so it's. You're welcome. Amatana Mechitza, and therefore Hachishur, you want to put a stand the person there. So you're putting it there for Tznius Ba'alma, you're not putting it there to make it into an actual wall because it's not a wall. So that's just for Tznius Ba'alma to block the wind or give you some privacy. That's not us. That's what the mayor was saying over here. Is that the price was saying over here is mutter. That's what it meant. So Avmini Kovid, you're not doing anything by putting a person there. Yehuda the Kamashar Hasim, Yehuda holds that it's considered making a valid wall for a sukkah. Amma Mechitza, he's considered a Mechitza, Mahacha Aser, over here it's Aser. Okay, Mora says, Vetispera, do you really think that this is a logical explanation? Amr the Shamata, Leather of Meir, Behema. Meir is discussing an animal. Adam, Vekalim, Mishamatale. We don't know that he has the same opinion by Adam and Kalim. And the Braisa would say that you could put it there. So the Braisa said, the first Braisa said, you can't put Adam, Behema, or Kalim. Lo Yiska Vesemita. The second Braisa said, Oysa Adam, Eschaber, Dorfin, Kadesh, Yechel, Beyishta, Beyashin, Beyiska Vesemita. So it seemed to say, it says Kalim also, it says the Yiska Vesemita. So Rashi learns the Moritz Kasher. Vesu Rameir Libidamat. So that which you can't, you're saying Rameir is it's Mutter. What exactly is Mutter over here? Say that Ealibid Rabbiazer, the Hoysif Nami Yasser, Alibid Rabbanan, Emer the Omerin Rabbanan the Hoysif. They don't allow you to make a brand new mechitza, a full wall. Elohim the Rabbanan. No, pardon. Elohim the Rabbanan. Mekalim, Mekalim, Lakasha. Habadef and Shlishis, Habadef and Revius. This over here, the Braisa, one Braisa is talking about the third wall, which is part of the minimal requirement of a sukkah. Therefore, you're adding that wall, you are changing it from pasul to kosher, and that's like making an oil. And the Braisa would say that it's mutter, it's talking about different revius, which is not necessary anyway. So that's why. So the Braisa would say. That's referring to the third wall. And the Braisa which says, is the fourth wall. The Mora says, Dekanami, the first Braisa that's talking about the third wall, that's, we have a diuk in that. They're telling Nofal Doifna. The wall fell. That's the Braisa that's talking about. The wall fell. And its wall means means a functioning wall in the sukkah. So that's Dorf and Shlishis.
The third wall. So why is that's the critical wall,
right? Right. So the lotion of Dorf means its wall, meaning it means a required wall, as opposed to just that which something which is just there for extra. So Shema Minot, so that's a good diuk. That price is talking about the third wall. So the Mora says, okay, that'll answer, that answers Kalim to Kalim. Ella Adam or Adam Kasha. The Mora says the case of Adam to Adam, you still haven't answered, and Rashi will explain why we can't use the answer of third wall, fourth wall to answer the steer and Adam. So we can't use third wall, fourth wall to answer the steer and Adam. So how do you answer the steer and Adam? One says yes and one says no. So our answer is Adam Adam Nami Lokasha, Kan Ladas, Kan Shlala Dat Midas. So this halacha that you can use a person as a mechitza, it's only if the person does not know that he is being placed there to be this mechitza. If he's aware that that's why he's being put there, that is also to do. Furthermore, Kasha Vahod, Rabbi Nechemya, Berei, the Rabbi Chaniloi, the story which we started with, that he went out, Rabbi Nechemya went beyond the Tchum, Ladas, that was done intentionally. More answers, Shlomi Das, nobody knew, the people did not know why they were brought there. Rechista Mi Ladas, but Rechista knew, because he was the one who shepherded them all there.
Left them all there,
shepherded? Yeah. Right. So, Rechista Shlomi Neminyan Hava. Rechista wasn't counted into the actual wall. He wasn't necessary for the wall. So, if you discuss the case, whatever the case was, we needed X amount of people, 120 people, see, he was the 121st person. So, he wasn't the actual part of the wall. Okay, let's see Rashi. Where are we at over here? Nafal Defna. So Rashi says the first narrow line of Rashi. So we asked the Kasha, the Rashi said, Nafal Defna Shasukkah, the wall of the Sukkah fell down. So you can't put a person there, person Behemar Kalim. Well, Yitzchak was a mitzvah. She asked him, so he can't take the bed he has on the sukkah. Connected appears to cross the opening. Even though that this is not obvious that you're doing it to try and replace the wall. The doymek miskavim lefanas loy mokim hasukkah. A lot of times, a person would stand up their beds. The Tumar Tzav Skif was a mitzvah. They would stand up their bed to the side to create room. So it's not obvious to anybody that you're doing it to create put there as a wall. You're just moving your bed to the side. You flip it up and you move the bed to the side. Filachi is also. So that's still also. The Bryce clearly says using a person, etc. is also. Kosher lahanat the shari lasses mechitza shabani adam b'shabbos. So Reb Nachman and Rechista, which allowed a mechitza of bnei adam, this Bryce says you can't do that. Now the second brisa said, these are the three primary things done in the sukkah: eating, drinking, and sleeping. We see that these are mutter to put a person or a mita there to enclose the sukkah. So that's Rabbi's answers that Rav Nachman and Chisda held like this price. The more says the steering prices, Rechina Kasha Dali. Some more first suggests that they're arguing in the din of Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim. See, he said if it's kasha b'toli, it's mutter. If not, it's also the dami lebrina. It looks like you're adding a new thing. It's not clear that it's part of the house. It's an independent board you're sticking into the house, and that's also it looks like brina. You're adding into the enclosure of the house. Even though it's temporary, you're going to be removing it afterwards. It's a loss. Rashi says back, no, but Itmar law. I feel Rabbanon loy shoru ela lehoisif. That the halacha of the Rabbanon, which said it's mutter, was only not to do lechachila, but to extend. You have a wall there already. You're just putting something into the window that's like extending the wall. But Bryce Shari Lemeva Doifin Lechachila, Bryce is allowing a whole wall to be made. The wall fell down, and you're trying to replace it. Samar says, the Mechlokes are Meir and the Rebbe Yehuda. Remeir Poisel Befarshman said the Sukkah. Chazal answered, Remeir holds it. Chazal said, you can't use a behemoth because Shema Tivrach, maybe the animal will run away. And the person will not realize the meeting in a Sukkah without enough walls. So according to Remeir, holds it possible. So the lav midi covered, putting there doesn't do anything. Kim lo masak on the sukkah, since it doesn't affect the sukkah making kosher, alva gav the oven oil, even though it's making this wall, shari, the gazabra oisin oil aroi, you're allowed to make a temporary oil. Well, lo masak in sukkah, and el oil aroi. So Rashi doesn't go exactly like Tosfos. Rashi says, if it accomplishes the tikkun, that itself gives it more of a chashivas. If it doesn't accomplish a tikkun, it's like an oil aroi. Rishori. The Rashi says, you could ask other questions. What was the Morris thought process to tell me the Bryce was the Tzimut is going like your mayor? Because it doesn't work. The Bryce says explicitly, which means his goal was to re-bimachshir his sukkah. The sukkah right now, you can't eat in it, you can't drink it, and you can't sleep in it. And he's putting this person there to bimachshir it. So tell me it's going to mayor, which holds it doesn't work anything, that's why it's mutter. Then you can't eat. So what'd you accomplish? So even you could ask that question, the more I ask other good questions, which forces to say that that's not the pshat anyway. So yeah, this would have been a good question also, but they already asked enough good questions. Their mayor, the apostle, behema mishum shema tivrach, his problem is the person, the animal, because it might run away. The person knows that he has to stay there to stand. A kelim or kelim shein zozin mi mekayim, they don't move on their own. Mishamatli, did we ever hear from him? Did we ever hear from him that he holds that's a problem? Matana adam mekayim mudukhtani. He says chaver doifin miyiskev zemita. Now the Bryce's lashon was you could be ischaverik dovin keshiyachol yishav yishin v'yiskev zemita v'yivrez le'asad keshiyachol tibul chama alameis. Now the way Rashi is reading it, it's not v'yiskev zemita. The case number one is oisodim ischaverik dovin l'suk. Case number two is putting up a mita and putting a sad in to protect the mace, because that's not a mechitza. That's not a mechitza materis. So what's the Morris? The Morris Kasha is over here, Remeir by Adam and Kalim, where do you see as a problem? Rashi and this Brisa is talking about Adam and Kalim. No, it's somewhat Adam. I mean, the case which we have a problem for our sugya is the case of Adam. That's a mechitza issue. Chitza Materis. The case of Kalim, Rashi reads it, you can use the Adam for the wall. You can use the mita for the wall, and by the way, you could also be parasasad over a mace to protect the mace. That's how Rashi seems to cut the brice. Masun the hidol masakel in the sukkah, where it says, and furthermore, who's it going like? The mayor, the mukmas lahal the sharia alive. You're saying the Brisa, which is going like your mayor. Mishnu lehavi tikkun mechitza. The oil, the lav heksha mechitza. It's not considered you doing anything. To leave it the man, the shari. Who's it going like? Your mayor look homer kribel yezer rabbe. He doesn't look like kribel yezer, which is his rabbi. V'loy kribel rabbanan. There's no issue of Isser and Heter over there that you're being matter with the Mechitza or not. And so, Loshar Abadon Ela Lahoysif, because El only allowed to be Moisif. El Hobah Rabbanon, Vaditan Yenofel Dave, the Loyamid, but it's Bedef and Shlishis. It's Rabbanon. The one says you can't use the person, that's for the third wall. The Beshay Devan is in curry oil, it's not a valid oil. He over the Devan Shlishis, Mashele oil, it becomes an oil now. A murder Rabbanon, then it's an oil, Roy Betchila. So that's called making the oil now. Vaditani Mutter, Bedef and Revi is to allow Hachi have the oil. It's a valid oil already. Vaitasebis Baalmu, you're just adding some extra. Rabbanon Tamal, Dermi, Masivan oil, Beshabbos. That's called being Moisif. The economy, the hot tani osir bedevin shlishis koi. It's going on the third wall. The tani nofal doifna. Its wall fell. The masha doifin shimuteris ba, the wall which creates, makes it mutter. Revis lahavi tikun sukkah, the tnan. Shen loshal shafanis psulo. Habagim moksher. That a sukkah which has three walls is kosher. So it says fine. So you've answered Kalem and Kalem. But the more is said, but Adam is still shrier. The Bishtam Amita Ikal Tarutza Kilikamarta, the Hodatani Biskevis Amita Bedef and Revius Kamar. The one which says you're allowed to put the person there, excuse me, you're allowed to put the Mita there is referring to the fourth wall. Doktani Shalotipal Chama Alames, Val Eichlet. So now I can understand what they're saying. The case of the Mita was really referring to, not back to the first case, but rather it's there basically to protect the food or the mace. So that's the equivalent of the fourth wall. It's not there to make the sukkah kosher. So that question which we was lurking, which we didn't ask before, is now going to come back to haunt us. It says that the person is being put there to allow achila, which means there's no achila beforehand because it was missing a wall. And now he's the person sitting there is creating the wall. It's the goal is to make it into a kosher sukkah. The Gimel Devarim Halalo Heim Mitzvah Sukkah. That's what a sukkah is about: eating, drinking, and sleeping. Amad Oven Shlishi Havya Chaser. This was missing. This was missing the third wall. The Oven Revius was only missing the fourth wall. Avi Mipsilo, but that wouldn't make it possible. Can I mean it? Bavagav the Oven Oil. So therefore, he should have said, even though it's making a protection there, but that's okay, sure, that's mutter, because it's not necessary for the purposes of for being a sukkah, kosher sukkah. So my answer is ladas. Shoyim and Shom Yudea, Shalashem Mechitza, Hemidu, Shom is also. The person knows he's put there to be a Mechitza, that's no good. Shlomidas, the person put there against his will, he doesn't know why he's there. Is mutter the mishum see is oil leka the member they derech binyan b'kach is not really making an oil, but a person knows in his mind he's processing it like he's making an oil. That's the problem. Abakli derech binyan b'kachu hechol doven shlishis also, but a keli is a problem of doven shlishis. What are your two options again? I assume the first way. They know they're being put there as a mechitza, so that because also with that we're not going to allow because that's either because it's considered zilzul and Shabbos. I think what Mr. Burris said the word correctly. or a person will draw a conclusion, you're allowed to make a binyan, you know, whatever, how, but the... Well, they are. It's not derech binyan b'kach, but it's making a mechitza, right? Well, he doesn't know that he's a wall either. That the Rashi is a shalom and das have a loy have a yod and Hashem Hashem ama keeps him shom. You know, they told him we're going out to meet. We're going out to greet the Rebbe. You know, right? The Rebbe needs you come. You know, so that's where they went. They weren't told. Everybody throngs around the Rebbe and they says, "Great, okay, good, great, workshop. Everybody thronging around the Rebbe. Let's go." You know, that's exactly the point. You know, but they don't know why they're there. In our Pnei Mishabura on the Mechitza issue. So they have a picture. They have a picture of a rebbe with a shrine mold, because that was the, you know, because, you know, cause that's like that's the idea, you know. Where is it? There, you know, they have the case of the goy taking him. The shlom gets his will, you know, with the god. You know, they're, has every mishabura they have a picture for it. Yeah, sort of. You know, you have your guys walking in the boats. Which where's that picture? Okay. Okay, I don't see it. I remember like learning. I said, "Aha! Okay, I got it." You know, I understand the thought process. You know, but the point was, it was a chacham. You know, he's mashachtei shmeite. You know, so how do you indicate that he was mashachtei shmeite? You have this fellow at tchum malam yisor, right? So the guy's walking on a, you have him walking on his. It's a cute. For sure, right? Okay. He was one of the guys making the wall. Well, he knew. He wasn't one of the people counted in making the wall. So they had this great idea. Mechitza be'adam, besides working for tchum issues, it's an enclosure now. So it's now Rishus Yochid. So there was this well which had water, and there was this big crowd of people standing around the well. So they drew water out of the well and brought it to where they had to bring the water. So right, mechitza be'adam. Nagdino Shmuel. Shmuel gave them a punishment. Gave them malchus for doing this. Amr imam Rishol midas yermel ladas. So he understood what happened was that they went there and they lined up around this. This is the plan, you know. So that's exactly not what Chazal did not allow. So that's it. Okay. Whereas it's a different case. Hanu ziki these containers. Tavishadin Beristaka, they were out in the streets, the Mechuzah. Rashi says they belong to Rava. But how did the Osir Rava me Pirkes, and Rava was coming back from Yeshiva, so he had this whole crowd of people crowding around it. So the Shamish noticed that we had left these containers out in the Shitzer Rabbim. You don't want to leave them in the Shitzer Rabbim. So he says, great, we have the crowd here. And he took advantage of the crowd to bring it inside. Alino Niale, he brought it inside. The Shabbat Achriti Bo Alino. This happened the second, a different, another Shabbos. He wanted to do it. And Rabbah said, you can't. Once it's been done once, people will you know, see it being done a second time. They're chap that, you know, that they're using them for this purpose. It's the first time they didn't chap, so that's not osir. But the second time, they understand they're being used as a mechitza to osir. Levi ilu le tivna. Levi, they used a mechitza shabani adam to bring in some tevin. Zira, they use it to bring in aspasta, which is like animal fodder. When your wheat would start growing before it produces kernels, they'd cut it back, and then it would grow up. It'd go back and forth a few times, so they let it grow and produce the kernels. That's called aspasta. Rasimim bar Chia Maya, he uses it to bring in water. Zakrashi. Dilo Maya. Mishusa Rabim, the Mishusa Yachid. So they brought water from the Mishusa Rabim into Mishusa Yachid using the Mechitza Mene Yadim. Uhukwu Lashom Ladas, they put there for that purpose. Shaydi Shalkach Heimnik Batsim. He explained to them, this is why you're here. Because, you know, practically it's a difficult heter because you need it. They should be so close. There's not three Tvachim in between each person. And the Shachar talks about between the legs. All the legs have to be. There's so many people there that there's not a gap between the legs either. Or three tefachim. So up to the height of 10 tefachim, you need that they should be very close. So if you know that's what you're there for, so you stand at attention very close to each other, etc. But if you don't know that's what you're there for, how do you get it? So it had. So he told them that's what they're there for. The Bnei Ginnana. So Shmuel gave Malchus for that. Ziggy noticed it was flasks of whatever's in it. So Rava Habu, and they belong to Rava. Ristaka is Rechayv Ha'ir Rishasarab. It was in the main road. But how did Osi Rava Mipirka when he's coming back from teaching his lesson? V'haya Gedud, the Shem Has Rasha Boy and Acharab. You had this. To do a large body of people, a platoon, literally, but it means you know, a group of people, right? Boy and Achro, we're following him. So Nutlan Shamish, Vivian Besech Mechitza is a boy. So the Shamish picked it up, traveling inside this group of people walking around him, and brought it inside. Aspasta Shachar Shel Tavua. That's the grass which you get out of your. You're growing your grain. You get the grass out of it. That's called aspasta. No, this wasn't a tchum issue. The same way it works with tchum, it works, it's considered a mechitza, so you have a wall. It's now a walled area you can carry on Shabbos. So this whole big crowd, he sees this container, he picks it up, he's walking amongst the group, so the mechitza is moving with him. So he's carrying it inside. Right. Because you're inside a mechitza. So you could carry in the boat. Right. I mean, no problem carrying on the boat. So there's no problem a person carrying out. A person's on a train over Shabbos. He's allowed to carry on the train. He's within the mechitzas. Even the train is moving, he's within the mechitzas of the train. You know, when the Mir Yeshiva was their escape, they were 11 days on the Trans-Siberian Railway. They were on the train on Shabbos. So they carried in the train.
It'll be interesting.
Okay, let's hold it. Leave the mission for...